There.
Let's do the good, the bad, the ugly of what we saw yesterday at camp. Let's have fun.
Let's hit it.
Camp report.
Let's go. Ooh. This is the old open? Remember you had that one?
Yeah.
Are you big Clint Eastwood?
I'm a huge spaghetti western guy.
Okay. That was your whole
fistful
thing?
Of dollars.
Okay,
come on, dude.
I don't think I've seen The Good, Bad, the Ugly. I don't think I've seen the other two. That's like a trilogy.
Back to the Future 3 is basically ripping off everything that happened in those. I love it. All right, let's start with the good. You guys ready to start with the good? All right, the good. Boom, I'm just going to roll through them. Do you have your own list?
I do. We're going to each give our good. So you'll give yours.
I got way more good than I have bad and ugly.
Okay, are you giving a lot or are you just giving one?
I got bullet points. You ready?
Go.
Mac Jones.
Okay.
Mac Jones looked good.
Yay!
Yeah, look, it's against the twos. I'm just telling you guys, like, I don't believe in Mac Jones. I thought he sucked. I didn't think he had a great arm. All those things were wrong. This offense was made for him. I'm not here to... This is not about Purdy. It's just individually. If the quarterback went down and they missed two or three games, I think Mac can win you one or two of those games. I did not think that with Brandon Allen. They found something here with Mac Jones. For $3 million, he looked really good. His arm looks good, his anticipation. He was made to play in Shanahan's system. Is he better than Purdy? No, like Purdy's the man for right now. Like Purdy got paid, he's the dude. I'm just saying, in a vacuum, I thought Mac really impressed me. I came away so impressed with Mac Jones yesterday.
They can win games with Mac Jones, which is more than you could say about Brandon Allen or the Pastronaut last year, Josh Dobbs. And that's all you need to know. And you know what? Considering this offensive line, you might see more Mac Jones than Brock Purdy
at
times.
He's got more size than I thought.
He does. No, he's big.
Yeah, he's bigger than I thought.
He looks the part.
Yeah, he does.
He
does. He can't move very well, but he moves better than I thought.
Well, he's not as mobile as Brock is, but he can scramble a little bit. He will, if he is decisive enough, because he did it yesterday, he'll step up in the pocket and take a couple, and he was smart about sliding. I noticed that.
Yes,
his sliding technique. Again, we're going back up sliding technique here. Talking about
but you got to protect yourself.
But you got to protect yourself. That's part of the position.
I thought he had the second best throw of the day.
Yeah,
which was the 60-something yard bomb to Robbie Chosen.
He's got an arm. He's got an arm. We saw this at Bama. So when everyone was saying like you can't draft Mac Jones, you can't do it. Guy was a national championship. It looked incredible, albeit with incredible talent all around him.
I
was high on Mac Jones too. I think everyone came away yesterday, Joe, to your point, saying Mac Jones looked good.
He did. But again, it's against the twos, right? So like again, I'm trying to like preface all this. All right, Alfred Collins. I already referenced him. I thought he looked really good. I'll scratch him off. I know. CMC. I don't know about the running stuff because it's tough to tell about running backs because they thud you and you don't know, are you breaking that tackle or are you going down right then and there? As a pass catcher, he's so smooth.
Yeah. No, the routes were crisp and you could see.
He's so smooth.
He is a step above any other running back when it comes to the route running.
Like, he's so good.
You can see why his brother, Luke McCaffrey, who's a wide receiver for Washington, right? And he's obviously the son of Ed, who is a wide receiver in his own right. You could see that he comes from a wide receiver background, Joe.
Yes.
You could just see it. Now, he doesn't have the height of one, but you know what? He could actually probably be one of the better slot receivers on a team that is kind of thin as we're talking about the Niners thinness.
Yeah.
They might need him, actually, now that we're talking about the touches, and like that's going to be a tricky thing because they're going to need CMC a lot in the pass game, too.
Yeah.
They need him.
All right, these guys don't just look good, they look great. This is Good, the Bad, the Ugly yesterday.
I love this music. It's actually getting me fired up.
D'Amore Lenore is just so smooth. He's so good. All right, George Kittle, I mean, he looks like he's been bodybuilding his whole life. He looks so good.
Yay!
Nick Bosa, just dominating Mike McGlinchey. Time is a flat circle, as they say. Fred Warner, just no one looks better in a uniform than Fred Warner with the hair flowing out of the helmet.
I got guru on him. Fred Warner.
He looks like a Greek god.
He does.
Doesn't he?
Yes.
When you look at like these war movies from back in the day, like he could be in any one of those war movies.
Him with Gerard Butler in the 300.
God, I love him. And he's just such a stud. Jordan Watkins, number 17, the wide receiver. Very impressed with him.
Yeah.
Don't know what to make because it's against the twos, so I don't want to lose my mind, but he's nice. Good, shifty receiver, stronger than I thought, thicker, kind of gave me some Debo vibes in terms of toughness over the middle in congested areas. I like Jordan Watkins a lot.
I like DeMarcus Robinson, too. DeMarcus Robinson.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I was not, you know... It's an interesting one, too, right? Because DeMarcus Robinson's been kind of like a two or a three for most of his career. He's got speed, but he's not going to be a sexy name. But he made plays yesterday. Mm. And he's a veteran.
He did.
And veterans matter to quarterbacks that are still relatively young. And trust is going to be a big deal. And I do think there is trust there between Purdy, whether it's Mac Jones, Purdy,
yeah,
and DeMarcus Robinson.
All right. So, and it's funny that people are actually putting this on the YouTube chat, because what did I kept saying? Go, who's returning kicks, guys? I'm asking all the beat writers, like, what is going on with these returners? Because I've heard nothing. This Burgeon kid caught every single punt.
Yeah.
He looked really good. 86. No, he's tiny. He is really little. I don't love any of the other returners that they had back there. 49, Kiner, and
Corey Kiner is really small.
He's tiny.
I'm just going to say that.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see with him. And
but Burgeon is the guy, I think, as the punter turner, and I actually really like him. Sure-handed, he's good.
Well, there was no fumbles yesterday, and that's all you want to see right there. They're not going to blow you up. They're not going to do anything like that. But those are that's pressure still.
Yeah.
Like, that's pressure. You're trying to make a team, that's how you start to do that, right? You think of guys like their seventh-round picks, the Julian Edelmans of the world. I'm not saying he's going to be Julian Edelman. Guys, relax.
That's how Bill Belichick found Wes Welker.
There you go.
From the Miami Dolphins.
Exactly.
Or he's like, he's a really nice return.
As I mentioned, Julian Edelman, who took Wes Welker's place, right? There you go.
The last good, and this goes to the Broncos. Guys, Bo Nix is good. You guys can say whatever you want about Sean Payton and all that. Like, that's fine. I'm here to tell you, dude's big. Dude's strong. He plays slow for how fast he is, because he's processing really quick. He throws touch passes. Just, again, from across the field, I was very impressed with Bo Nix.
We'll see. This is going to be...
he's skeptical.
But it's the same...
He threw some dimes.
It's the same how you kind of were viewing C.J. Stroud last year. I'm going to be viewing Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix this year.
Yeah.
Sophomore slump.
It's totally fair.
As we're doing with Brock Purdy, quite frankly.
Totally fair.
Do it again. I'm very curious, because there's going to be an opportunity for Denver. And by the way, the more and more I keep seeing this on my social media feed, the Broncos are the sexy pick to win the AFC West. Just... double down on the Chiefs, everyone. Just do it.
Taking the Broncos.
There you go. Please. I want everyone to keep doubting the Kansas
Zach
City Chiefs.
Zach Allen. Because
you know what's
going to
happen. Casey Carter's shaking his head. We fall for this every year, guys. The sexy, trendy pick. Oh, Bo Nix. Maybe he's going to overtake everyone. He's going to win the division. I get it. Rashawn Slater getting hurt with the Chargers. Maybe you put the Broncos over ahead of them now, but... that's fine. Bo Nix looks good yesterday.
All right,
I will give you that.
Let's pivot to the bad before we get to the ugly, because we're coming up against it. All right, the bad. It's a bad look that Trent Williams was wearing a hat with the full uniform on, yucking it up with the Broncos and not practicing. I know what the reasoning is. I'm just telling you, like, as a Niner fan, I got like front runner vibes from Trent Williams. And I understand, like, he's a legend, and so like he's having fun. Like, dog, this ain't the All-Star game. Like the NBA All-Star game where everyone's like hanging out during like the 3-point shootout and the dunk contest. Trent, he's a great player. I just thought it was a bad look yesterday. Just my personal opinion.
In an era where everyone's getting in fights because they want it so damn bad, was there even there was like maybe a scuffle, but it wasn't even that. There was nothing yesterday. There was too much yucking it up. And I saw one team that was happy to be there and another team that was just, yeah, all right, well, you know, I got Trent Williams here hanging out. Dude, go talk to your offensive linemen that are getting worked that entire time. Go get in their ear. Go mentor them. That's what you need to be. What was Brandon Ayuk doing?
Oh, he was laser focused, so frustrated he couldn't be on the field. And I actually really, Ayuk has made me turn my whole opinion around on him.
And that's actually what kind of bothered me, is that I know physically Trent Williams can be out there. And I know it's killing Brandon Ayuk not to be out there.
That's a great way of putting it. That's a really good.
And that actually kind of pissed me off as a fan.
Yeah.
And I keep seeing and hearing that Brandon Ayuk has been nothing but a mentor for all these young receivers. These guys are trying to make the team. He has been nothing but a team player from this point on. And then my guy, my future Hall of Famer, and I get it. It's joint practice. And Trent, if he shows up, he's already going to be walking into the Hall of Fame. He's still one of the best in the league. I just want you to be mentoring these guys. I wanted to see that.
Let's go back to that really quickly. Niners secondary, bad. Purdy's pocket to throw all day, bad.
No!
75 and 74. You're just not very good. I don't know who you are. Not good. Backup running back, bad. And then the defensive line, I thought, was biting a lot on the stretch play action from Sean Payton and the Broncos. So that's something they're going to have to work on. Well, pick the one that you want to talk about.
Let's tease the ugly for the other side, Joe, because we're up against it. So we've gotten the good, we've gotten the bad, and Joe Shasky's the ugliest thing he saw yesterday.